ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुधीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो पंकजनाभाय नमो पंकजमालिने नमो पंकजनेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रे। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 82 Chapter entitled Krishna Meets the Inhabitants of Vrindavan. Text number 36. Rohini Devaki Chata Parishvajya Vrajeshwarim Smarantyo Tat Kritam Maitrim भास्पाकंट्यो समुच्छतु। रोहिणी देवकी चाता परिश्वज्या व्रजेश्वरीं स्मरन्त्यो तत्कृतां मैत्रीं भास्पाकंट्यो समुच्छतु। रोहिणी देवकी चाता परिश्वज्या व्रजेश्वरीं स्मरन्त्यो तत्कृतां मैत्रीं बाष्पकण्ठ्यो समुच्छतु। Matajis. Word to word meaning. Rohini. Devaki, cha, and, atha, next, Parishvajya, embracing. Vrajeshwaram, sorry, Vraja Ishwarim, the queen of Vraja, Yashoda, Smarantyo, remembering, Tat, by her, Kritam, done, Maitrim, friendship, Bashpa, tears, Kantyo, in whose throats, Samuchatu, they addressed her. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Sri A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Then Rohini and Devaki both embraced the Queen of Vraja, remembering the faithful friendship she had shown them. Their throats choking with tears, they addressed her as follows. Purport. At this time, according to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, Sri Vasudev invited Nanda outside to meet Ugrasen and the other elder Yadus. Taking this opportunity, Rohini and Devaki talked with Queen Yashoda. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Het Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyam Ishwaram Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namini Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarini Vancha Kalpata Rubyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patita Nam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Nama Jai Sri Krishna Nya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Then Rohini and Devaki both embraced the Queen of Vraja, remembering the faithful friendship she had shown them. Their throats choking with tears, they addressed her as follows. So this is one of the landmark chapters in the Srimad Bhagavatam, where the residents of Dwarka are meeting the inhabitants of Vrindavan. This has been immortalized in the Gaudiya Vaishnava literature, and the most elevated subject matter of Krishna meeting the residents of Vrindavan, the Dwarkavasis meeting, has been glorified by many Vaishnava acharyas, and this whole meeting reveals for all time to come the most exalted position of the residents of Vrindavan and the love they carry for Krishna in their hearts. And in today's verse particularly, we see Rohini and Devaki are overwhelmed with emotions, and they are incessantly, their throats are choking with tears, and they are crying and they are feeling intense emotions of love for Yashoda and the other residents of Vrindavan. So today we can spend a few minutes meditating on another pastime which is similar to this, where we see the residents of Dwarka are overwhelmed with emotions. Generally you see residents of Dwarka, they are always celebrating. They are having a joyous time there. Very rarely you will find they crying and feeling intense emotions in the mood of crying for Krishna. But there is one similar pastime like this. We can maybe briefly discuss this pastime for the purification of our own hearts. This happened when Narad Muni was traveling, searching for the greatest perfect devotee. The devotee has received maximum mercy of Krishna. So first he saw a devotee in Prayag, Brahman, was serving Krishna wonderfully. So he went and told, "You are the best devotee. I can see that you are serving Krishna so nicely." And this Brahman, he took a very low position. So in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, this pastime comes where we see how every Vaishnava considers himself as inferior to others and always glorifies the other devotees and the one immediately superior to him as a better devotee. This is very important. We need to always see other devotees as superior to us, because if we don't see them as superior to us, we will at some point of time see ourselves as superior to them, and then all offenses and pride happen. So we have no choice but to see others as more advanced, as more fortunate recipients of Krishna's mercy. So this Brahman in this mood, he refuses to accept Narad Muni's glorification. He says, I am very ordinary. Actually, a king in South India, he is the best devotee of Krishna. He glorifies him. Very interesting. Brahmins are higher than Kshatriyas, but here a Brahmana is glorifying the Kshatriya king as a better devotee. So then Narad Muni becomes so excited. Narad Muni is obsessed. He just wants to see who has received maximum mercy of Krishna. He just loves to glorify devotees. So Narad Muni flies to South India and he sees this king and he sees, oh, the king is actually a much, much, much more wonderful devotee than the glories I heard about him. This is the difference between spiritual and material life. In material life, we see so much advertisement, so much glorification, but the reality is a disappointment. But in spiritual consciousness, when the glories we hear, and then actually what we see, is much, much more than what we hear. Like when we go back to the spiritual world, when we see Krishna's beauty, we will see, what we heard was actually nothing compared to what we are actually seeing. Similarly, Narad Muni, when he saw this king doing devotional service, he said, you are the greatest devotee. You are the best devotee. And then this king speaks in great length how he is so fallen, how he is so insignificant. And the best devotee is Indra. Because Indra is also king like me, but he is whole day engaged in devotional service. So he glorifies Indra. But then Narad Muni goes to Indra Lok and he glorifies Indra. And Indra says, I am always offending Krishna. I am so foolish. Then he gives all the examples of his mistakes. He says, actually Brahmaji is doing so much devotional service. If you go to Brahma's planet, Krishna personally comes and accepts the offering. So then he becomes so happy, he goes to Brahmaji and glorifies Brahmaji. And Brahmaji chastises Narad Muni. Says, you are speaking Mayavad. How can I be the greatest? Have I not taught you? You are my disciple. He scolds him. He says, I am not a great devotee. I could not recognize Krishna when he was playing with his friends. I am so offender. Actually, greatest devotee is Lord Shiva. So everyone glorifies the other person. But then he goes to Lord Shiva and they start embracing him, they start dancing in Kirtan. And then he says, Lord Shiva, you are the best devotee, you have received maximum mercy of Krishna. And then Lord Shiva says, then he speaks about his mistakes that he has done and how he is not a good devotee. And then he says, the residents of Vaikuntha, they are the best devotees. And Mother Parvati, she starts glorifying Lakshmiji. She says, Lakshmi is the best devotee. So they are glorifying. Then Narad Muni is so ecstatic hearing. And then Mother Parvati goes for some service. And then Lord Shiva starts glorifying Prahlad Maharaj. As how Prahlad Maharaj is doing such wonderful devotional service. So then Narad Muni gets so excited that he becomes so excited and he wants to run to the loka where Prahlad Maharaj is. And he goes to Prahlad Maharaj and glorifies him. This is interesting again. Prahlad Maharaj is disciple of Narad Muni. But Narad Muni is so happy to glorify his own disciple as the best devotee of Krishna. Again, Prahlad takes a low position. He says, I am not at all a wonderful devotee. I have no devotional qualifications. The best devotee is Hanumanji. He is doing such nice service to Lord. So then Narad Muni flies to Kim Purusha Loka. And then Hanuman and Narad Muni have very nice kirtan. And then Hanuman starts feeling very sad when Narad Muni glorifies him as the best devotee and the recipient of greatest mercy. He says, what mercy? Lord is not here for me to serve. And I was serving the Lord because I am a servant. But the most fortunate recipients of Krishna's mercy are the Pandavas whom the Lord served. They were so dear to Krishna that the Lord served them. So you go to Pandavas. So then Narad Muni comes to Pandavas. See how much he's excited and how devotees are giving credit to the others. So when he comes to Pandavas, they start, so he says, you are so fortunate, Krishna was always protecting you from all dangers. But then Pandavas say, what is the use? He's not here now. Krishna is not here. He is staying with the Yadavas in Dwarka. They are the best devotees. But then finally Narad Muni comes to Dwarka. So this is where the pastime finally leads to. And when he comes to Dwarka, he becomes so happy. He goes to Sudharma Hall, where all the Yadavas are sitting. They're all effulgent. They're looking so beautiful. He just goes to that assembly and starts singing the glories of Yadavas, saying that You are the greatest ornaments on planet Earth because Lord resides with you. There is no devotee greater than you. And then Yadavas become so happy to see Narad Muni, they offer him a royal seat, but Narad Muni sits on the floor. He says, no, all of you are worshipable to me. So they become so embarrassed, then they also sit on the floor. They surround Narad Muni. And then Narad Muni glorifies them. And then Ugrasen Maharaj, on behalf of all the Yadavas, he says, we are so insignificant. It is not that we are great. Krishna's mercy is great. Krishna is merciful. Why are you glorifying us? And it is so painful for me that Krishna comes in front of me, folds his hands and says, what can I do for you? We should be serving Krishna. But this is Krishna's greatness. And then Ugrasen says, Maharaj Ugrasen says, actually the greatest devotee, if at all you want to meet and see, and that is none other than Uddhava. Because Uddhava is Krishna's servant, his disciple, his best friend and his advisor also. So many things Uddhava does. Krishna, anything he does, he will never do it without consulting Uddhava. Not only that, Krishna sends Uddhava on the most confidential missions. And many times Krishna takes Uddhava with him on very personal places also. Like when Krishna went to see Kubja, he had taken Uddhava. So like that, they glorify Uddhava as the best devotee. How from childhood is attached to Krishna? Ya panchaya no matra pratar ashaya ya chita tannai chat rachayanyasya saparyam balalilaya. Panchaya no matra. When he was 5 year old boy, Uddhava, matra, his mother would call him for breakfast. Pratar ashaya. Pratar ashaya means morning breakfast. Yachita. Mother would say, come Uddhava, come and take breakfast. Tannechad naicha. I don't have desire for this, Uddhava would say. Why? Rachayan tannechad rachayanyasya. He was interested in playing. So you may say, this is normal, children play. No. Tannechad rachayanyasya. What was his play? Saparyam balalilaya. Saparyam means devotional service. His play was devotional service. He was serving balalila. He was serving Krishna. Krishna's deities he had. He was serving Krishna. So attached to Krishna from childhood. So then the Ugrasen Maharaj and all the others say, Uddhava is the best devotee. You should go to Uddhava. So the Narad Muni becomes so happy, but Ugrasen Maharaj says, usually at this time of the day, Krishna is here in the palace, Uddhava is also here. But today both of them are not here. So you please go to Krishna's palace, Uddhava will be there. Tell both of them to come, tell them, we are eagerly waiting, we are missing them, it is already very late. We are in the assembly waiting for both of them. Please tell Uddhava to get Krishna fast. Go. So the Narad Muni is so excited. He finally, after such a long journey, he is finally going to see Uddhava, the greatest devotee of Krishna. One who has got the maximum mercy of Krishna. So then he starts going to Krishna's palace. And as he is walking on the road, he starts tripping, falling. His veena falls off his hand. He starts loudly singing Krishna's glories, Uddhava's glories. Meanwhile, in Krishna's palace, something interesting is happening. Everyone is quiet, sober, silence, eyes are moist with tears. Krishna has not yet come out of the bedroom and everyone is outside waiting. Uddhava, Rohini, Devaki, Rukmini, Satyabhama, Jambavati, Padmavati, all of them are waiting for Krishna, and a lot of anxiety. So when Narad Muni enters, suddenly they hear such loud singing, laughing, ecstasy of Narad Muni. They immediately look at Narad Muni. What has happened? And Narad Muni starts saying, where is Uddhava? Uddhava is greatest devotee. Uddhava is the best devotee. I have come to take dust from his lotus feet. Uddhava is right next to him. But Narad Muni is so ecstatic that he doesn't even realize. So then Uddhava says, Narad Muni, I am here. And Uddhava falls at Narad Muni's feet, takes his lotus feet on his chest. And then he tells Narad Muni that, you are glorifying me as the most fortunate devotee. Actually, even I used to think like this. You are right. Even I thought like that I am the most fortunate devotee. But my pride has been severely crushed when I recently went to Vrindavan. And what I saw there, I realized that I have no devotion for Krishna. Seeing the devotion of the residents of Vrindavan and especially the gopis, Now I am only left with a desire that let me become a small gulmalata, a creeper on the outskirts of Vrindavan so that the gopis can trample upon me. And in some future birth, I can get some mercy of Krishna. Referents of Vrindavan are the greatest devotees. So as he is glorifying referents of Vrindavan, Mother Rohini is standing right there. And Mother Rohini, she was already in Vrindavan earlier. And now she is in Dwarka also. So she, when Uddhava is glorifying the residents of Vrindavan, Mother Rohini starts remembering Brajavasis. And she becomes ecstatic. She says, Uddhava, what you are saying, they are most fortunate recipients of Krishna's mercy. They are not fortunate because Krishna has not gone to see them. Krishna is torturing them. They are such nice devotees. They have given their whole life for Krishna. But see what your master Krishna is doing for them. After killing Kamsa, he promised them that he will go to Vrindavan, but he has not yet gone. And they are crying, they are waiting for him. In fact, if you see the tears of the Brajavasis, their tears would melt even hard stones. Their tears would crack even thunderbolt. They have become like living corpses. But your master has no heart. He is not at all wanting to reciprocate with the Brajavasis. So as Rohini is speaking like this, one person gets very disturbed. Who is this? Padmavati. Who is Padmavati? Padmavati is the wife of Ugrasen Maharaj, and she is one of the, she is the mother of Kamsa. She is the mother of Kamsa and one of the wives of Ugrasen Maharaj, and she also loves Krishna, but because of her old age, she had become little senile. And she would talk, it appears as if she doesn't like devotees, but she actually loves, it's a different rasa. She appears to be villain in this pastime, but she's comedy villain, she's not actually villain. So when she hears Rohini saying that Krishna is hard-hearted, Padmavati says, "You foolish woman, what are you saying? Brajavasis are crying for Krishna. Brajavasis don't deserve Krishna. They tortured our Krishna. When our Krishna was staying with them for 11 years, they made him work like a slave. They sent him to forest with the cows to herd. They didn't even give him shoes to wear. They didn't even give him food to eat, so he had to steal. And when he would steal butter, they would catch him and they would tie him with the utkal and they would punish him. So our Krishna should never go to Vrindavan. They are very hard-hearted, cruel people." So Rohini, she's the expert. How does she respond to this? She completely ignores Padmavati. And she tells the others who are there, especially to Uddhav, that Uddhav, now you are Krishna. He has become a big master, big king with helmets, ornaments, jewelry, all the demigods are worshipping him. Now he doesn't care for the Brajavasis. He is so hard-hearted. So Rukmini, she starts crying. Like in this today's verse we are reading, that you know how everybody is crying for in this meeting with the residents of Vrindavan. So Rukmini is there also crying. Rukmini says, "Mother, Krishna is not hard-hearted. He is actually very soft-hearted. You know what? Krishna whole night is sleeping next to me, but is only crying thinking of Vrindavan. He is constantly chanting the names of all the cows of Vrindavan, all his gopa friends, all the gopis, and suddenly in the night he says Radhika and he starts chanting Radharani's name. He chants his parents. He calls out to Nanda Baba, Mother Yashoda, and he suddenly makes a threefold bending form when he is lying on the bed. And the pillow is completely drenched with his tears. So whole night he is only thinking of Brajavasis. What you are saying, he doesn't care for them, doesn't think of them. How can you say that, Mother Rohini?" Who says this? Rukmini. So Satyabhama is standing right there. Satyabhama gets angry. She says, "Rukmini, what are you saying? The whole night Krishna is crying. Even in daytime he is thinking of Brajavasis only. Not just night time. In the daytime also he is walking, he suddenly stops and starts chanting the Brajavasis' name. And then we are wives of Krishna only for namesake. Krishna has no love for us. He only loves the residents of Vrindavan. So Balramji was all this while watching this whole discussion. So Balramji says, oh dear, no, Balramji, he takes side of Rohini, because he also loves Brajavasis, because he also lived with Krishna in Vrindavan. Mother Rohini was also, so then they become two parties, there are no, Rohini and Balramji, Rukmini and Satyabhama. So Balramji takes side of Rohini and he looks at Rukmini and Satyabhama and says, oh dear ladies, queens, you have not understood my brother. My brother is expert in the art of deception. He has no love for the Brajavasis. If he had loved, he would have gone to Vrindavan. Instead, he sent me. And I tried my best to pacify the Brajavasis. But they were refusing to be happy. I did so much. But they are just waiting, when will Krishna come? When will Krishna come? And I came and told Krishna that, Krishna, if you don't go back, they will all die. And Krishna said, yes, I will go. But he acted otherwise. You can know a person's heart and his intentions by his actions. And Krishna's actions are so loud that it is clear that he has no love for Brajavasis. So when Balramji gives his verdict, that very instant the door opens. And Krishna comes out loudly crying, loudly wailing. And he just embraces Balram and says, yes, Balram, I have no love for the residents of Vrindavan. I am so hard-hearted. I am so bad. What should I do, Balram? As Krishna is, because nobody had seen Krishna crying in Dwarka. This was the first time. And loudly Krishna is crying, holding Balram. Devaki. Devaki has a very unique position. Devaki, she is Dwarka Vasi. She loves Krishna. She doesn't want Krishna to go and leave Dwarka. At the same time, she has lot of affection for who? Mother Yashoda. Today's verse says that she has lot of affection for Mother Yashoda. So much affection that when she saw the queen of Raja, she started crying intensely. So Devaki becomes confused. Now if she tells Krishna, go to Vrindavan, then she will lose Krishna. But if she says stay, then she is doing something which may not be pleasing to the Brajavasis. So Devaki, out of affection, she spontaneously says, Krishna, you give whatever the Brajavasis want. Just make them happy. Doesn't directly say you go. Make them happy. Padmavati, she immediately becomes alarmed. Give them whatever they want. Make them happy. Oh, that means Krishna will give away whole Dwarka to them. Then we will become paupers. She starts thinking like that. Then my husband Ugrasen, Maharaj and myself, we will have nothing. And this Vrindavan Vasi, they will come and they will take over whole Dwarka. So she wants to stop such a big thing happening. But she says, if I speak this, nobody will listen, because she is already feeling insulted. Rohini had ignored her. She says, if I speak now again, I will be ignored. So she gathers her wits and she says, I have to speak in such a way that I get attention. So she starts loudly laughing. She says, oh Krishna, don't worry. I will give everything. I will give all the thing that the Brajavasis want. You don't worry. You just stay here in Dwarka. Don't worry. My husband, Ugrasen Maharaj, and myself, we will give Brajavasis all the money, because they spent a lot of money on you when you were 11 years in Vrindavan. They fed you food every day. And although they treated you like a slave, but still, whatever expenses they incurred, we will call Gargamuni, he will make all the accounts. And whatever is the cost, we will pay double of that to the Brajavasis. And if Nanda Maharaj wants to pay some money because they used you as a slave, we will tell them, we don't want any money from you. You keep it. So don't worry, Krishna. So this time, how does Krishna respond to this? Krishna also just ignores what she is saying. Krishna looks at Balram and again says, Balram, what should I do? And then Uddhav is right there. Uddhav says, Krishna, you think Brajavasis want your wealth? After killing Kamsa, when Nanda Maharaja wanted to take you back to Vrindavan, you gave lot of gifts and jewelry to Nanda Maharaja and told him that you will come back soon. And when Nanda Maharaja took those jewelry and gifts to Vrindavan, and when he gave it to the Brajavasis, they started crying. They said, this is what Krishna thinks we want? We want Krishna, we don't want all this. Why is Krishna giving this? And Nanda Maharaj felt so guilty that for 3 days and 3 nights he didn't talk, he didn't eat, he didn't sleep. And then later on he pacified the Brijavasis. He said, no, this is Krishna's love and affection. He has promised me that he will come, so don't worry, he will come. And Uddhava is telling this to Krishna. And then you know what happened? The Brijavasis, they put all those jewelry, ornaments on their body. And they started decorating themselves. Then they started jumping, dancing happily, thinking that very soon you will come. And when you come, they are going to show themselves to you, decorated with these ornaments, and you will become very happy. But you never went. Instead, you sent me with a letter. And I went there, and I gave them the letter. And in the letter you had written that, please meditate on me as the super soul in your heart. And the Brijavasis saw this. They were shattered and devastated. Why is Krishna not coming? So then Krishna began to cry more. And Krishna said, Uddhav, get an ink pot and pen. Krishna now wants to personally write a letter to the Brijavasis. Uddhav realizes that Krishna is again going to do the same thing. Uddhav says, no Krishna, enough, you can't write letter, this time you have to go, otherwise they will die. Now this time Padmavati flips out, she panics. She realizes that now Uddhav is going to convince Krishna to go. So she immediately shouts, she says, stop, this is a big conspiracy here, can't all of you see? Uddhav has been bribed by the Brijavasis. They are sending every week butter and milk secretly, and Uddhav is on their side. So Uddhav is Brijavasi's man, and they will take Krishna away from here. And those wretched Brijavasis, they are rascals. So when she says like this, Mother Rohini, she gets very angry. Till now they were ignoring the Padmavati, but Mother Rohini can't take it. She says, oh, mother of Kamsa, she calls her, she wants to remind her about her glory. So she says, oh mother of Kamsa, how can you call Brijavasis as evil? They simply love Krishna, they don't want anything from Krishna. They didn't treat him like a slave. Krishna went to the forest because he loves the forest of Vrindavan. That is his favorite forest. And the cows, Krishna loves the cows more than his whole life. And Vrindavan, there are no demons. They only give pleasure to Krishna. And whatever demons attack, Brijavasis are never afraid. They were only thinking of Krishna's pleasure. Vrindavan is the most beautiful place where there are the most enchanting cuckoos singing Krishna's glories. There are maddened peacocks constantly dancing for the pleasure of Krishna. There are bumblebees constantly hovering around Krishna, singing Krishna's glories. There are deers. So Rohini starts describing Vrindavan in great detail, how residents of Vrindavan simply love Krishna. But Mother Padmavati, she is in a different rasa. She says, oh, they are irresponsible people. I heard that the cows are dying in Vrindavan now. She doesn't understand the mood of Vipralamba, the separation. So when she says that the cows are dying, Krishna immediately starts crying loudly, that the cows are dying. And he looks at Balaramji and says, Balaram, what am I hearing? What's happening in Vrindavan? And Balaramji says, Krishna, why did you remove the poison from the lake of Kaliya? The residents of Vrindavan are crying. They are wishing that you had not removed that poison so that they could die, because they are not able to live in separation from you. They want to go and drown themselves in Yamuna and die, but there is no water in Yamuna. In separation from you, Yamuna has dried up. Then they want to go and commit suicide by jumping from Govardhan, but when they go, Govardhan has shrunk in separation from you. They want to die by starving, by not eating food and not drinking water, but because they remember your holy names and they chant your holy names, that the holy names nourishes them so much that they are not able to give up their life. So then Balaram starts revealing how the residents of Vrindavan are going to die in a great forest fire. The Vaishnava Acharyas explain how, just like when a lake gets dried up, when the lake gets dried up because of the scorching sun rays, there is no water, and the turtles below, they have no water to survive. So they start digging the sand and getting some water somehow to survive. So similarly, residents of Vrindavan were like those turtles. when the scorching heat of separation from Krishna was drying them up, they were desperately digging their hearts and they were just trying to live on that little, that one instruction, one assurance of Krishna that I will come back. Our Bhakti Bringa Govind Maharaj was once giving class. He was saying that the residents of Vrindavan were burning in a different kind of fire. Generally, if the fire is very huge, you will be burnt and you will die. But residents of Vrindavan, the fire of separation that was burning them was low flame. When it is low flame, the burning is intense but slow. If it is far big, then you don't even realize what's happening. They were burning really, it was intense transcendental ecstasy they were experiencing in separation from Krishna. So Balaramji narrates the plight of the residents of Vrindavan. They were like the cows which is in a cow shed and there is fire and the cows want to run out of the cow shed but it is bolted from outside. If somebody removes the bolt, then the cows can escape. Similarly, residents of Vrindavan, they are feeling, gopis especially are feeling that they are trapped in these bodies. And this body is now burning in fire of separation from Krishna. But they are not able to give up this body because it is bolted. And what is that bolt? That one assurance of Krishna that I will come back one day. So they are wishing Krishna doesn't give that assurance so that they could die. So when Balaram narrates all these things, Krishna becomes so emotionally surcharged that he cries loudly and falls unconscious. Seeing him fall unconscious, Balaramji also falls unconscious. Because this has never happened, unprecedented in Dwarka, all the residents, Rukmini, Devaki, they start crying and wailing loudly. And when they cry loudly, the voice, it reaches Sudharma Hall and all the people in the assembly, they come running to Krishna's palace to see what has happened. And what they see shocks them, they also start crying loudly. Such loud crying that the sound penetrates the whole universe. Brahmaji becomes alarmed. What is this intense crying going on in Dwarka? He comes down and he sees this. And he realizes it's an intense situation and we have to do something to make Krishna cheerful. Because if Krishna and Balaram become cheerful, then all the Dwarka vases will become peaceful. So what should I do? So Brahmaji gets an idea. He tells Garudji, come on, we have to do something. But Garudji is he's also crying so loudly he can't hear. So Brahmaji with all his four mouths has to shout Garudji's name. And then Garudji comes to his senses, externally becomes conscious. For then Brahmaji tells a plan. He says, Garudji, pick up Krishna and Balaram on your back and take them to a very special place outside Dwarka city. In between this ocean and the Raivata mountain, there is a place which Vishwakarma has created. It is called as Nava Vrindavan. It's a replica of Vrindavan. Everything of Vrindavan is there. And all the residents of Vrindavan, their deities have been made exactly like them. So let Krishna and Balaram go there. Let them spend some time there. They will feel little better. And only Mother Rohini can come. Nobody else should come there. Brahmaji orders. Because he says, if Krishna sees you all there, that will be Rasabhas. Because you are not residents of Vrindavan. You should not come. So then Garudji lifts Krishna and Balaram and Rohini and they go there. And while going, Balaramji wakes up. He comes back to consciousness. And Balaramji realizes what is happening. So immediately he changes. He puts on Vrindavan robes. He removes his helmet and everything. And gently when they come to Nava Vrindavan, Balaramji dresses Krishna also like that. He puts peacock feather, flute, buffalo horn and puts turban. Makes full Vrindavan dress on Krishna. And then he gently wakes up first. Krishna, wake up, wake up. So, and meanwhile Brahmaji sees all the residents of Dwarka whom I told not to come, they all came there. From a different vehicle, they had all come. Uddhav, Devaki, Rukmini, Padmavati, everyone was there. So he chastises them. If I told you not to come, so then he makes them all hide behind the bushes so that nobody can see. Garudji goes up. Narad Muni feels very guilty that because of him all this is happening. So he goes into the clouds and he hides and everybody is watching now what's going to happen. And Krishna is lying. Actually, it's Nava Vrindavan, not really Vrindavan. And Balaramji is waking up Krishna. And Balaramji says,
Krishna, wake up Krishna. See, all the cows have gone to the forest. It's very late. Sridharma is gone, Subala has gone. They're calling you, Krishna, wake up. So Krishna wakes up. Now, what happens? Because of the intense remembrance of Vrindavan that preceded his falling unconscious. And now when he wakes up, he sees Nanda Baba's riti form, Yashoda. And he sees Balaramji, he sees Mother Rohini walking nearby. And he sees all the Vrindavan garments on him. So he enters into that mood. He says, yes, it's late. And he gets up. And he runs to his father, pays obeisances, looks at his mother and says, Mother, I'm sorry I got up very late because I had a very long dream. I dreamt that I became a king. And I was in Dwarka. I created a big city in the ocean. And I killed so many demons. I will tell you in the evening when I come back in great detail. And then Mother Rohini, she feels fearful that Krishna may find out that it's all deities and not really person. So Mother Rohini says, Krishna, you go to the forest immediately. Your lunch we will pack and send it there. You don't worry about the lunch. And Mother Rohini had expertly put butter in Mother Yashoda's hand, the deity. So Krishna picks up that butter and he runs to the forest of Vrindavan. And while going, he sees the gopis and he embraces the gopis. Then he sees Radharani's deity. Radharani is also there. So he looks at Radharani and says, oh my dear Praneshwari, today evening I am going to come and tell you some very exciting story. I had a very nice dream and I had married, to agitate Radharani, he says, I had married 16,000 queens. But she is still like a deity only, no? She is not moving. But Krishna is not bewildered. Why? Because in Vrindavan it was very common, when Krishna was in Vrindavan also, it was very common that many times the residents of Vrindavan would become suddenly stunned in ecstasy and they would not move only. It is not the first time it was happening. So Krishna was used to this. So Krishna, like there is a verse in the Bhagavatam which says, Yasya Anuraga Plutaha Sarasa Leela Valoka Pratilabdhamana Vrajastriya Digbiranu Pravritta Diyo Vatastu Kilakritya Shesha. It is explained that when Krishna would look at the gopis, Yasya Anuraga Plutaha Sarasa, and he would smile at them, the ecstasy of the gopis would increase so much. Leela Valoka Pratilabdhamana. They would become so happy, so excited, that suddenly they would become anguished also. Suddenly. Why? Because they would realize that Krishna is now gone to the forest. Rajastriya, Digbir, Anupravarta, and their glance would follow Krishna, and they would become like statues. Diyo Vatastu Kilakritya Shesha. All the household activities they would stop performing and they would become like statues. So when Krishna is seeing now that everybody is like a statue, he is not surprised. He says, I will come back and I will meet all of you. And he runs to the forest of Vrindavan. And as he is running, calling out to his friends' names, the residents of Dwarka are astounded because they had never seen something like this. Mother Devaki, although she was an old woman, but her breast began to overflow with milk in motherly affection for Krishna. Rukmini, Jambavati and many queens, they just fell unconscious seeing this. Satyabhama and Padmavati, they became so maddened with affection and love, they just wanted to embrace Krishna and kiss him. So they ran towards Krishna. And Brahmaji realized this is going to be a big blunder now. If they go and run and embrace Krishna, the whole pastime will be spoiled. So he indicates to Kalindi. Kalindi was already in Vrindavan as Yamuna. So she was not, she was still sober. So she ran and stopped Satyabhama. She embraced Satyabhama and stopped. And who else but Uddhava had to go and stop? Mother Padmavati. Because she was also desperate. So meanwhile Krishna comes. Krishna and Balaram come to the shores of the ocean. And Krishna is in the mood of Yamuna. He says, oh Yamuna. And then huge waves come. So Krishna, he sees waves and then he sees huge palaces beyond the ocean. He looks at Balaram and Balaram just says, you have descended and you have incarnated to kill all the demons. You are Dwarkadish. So Krishna says, yes, where are the demons? Let us go and kill them. And then Krishna realizes, but I am wearing peacock feather. So Krishna becomes confused. He says, who am I? Like we also get confused. By Yogamaya, Krishna gets confused. Who am I? Where am I? And then Balaramji is standing, and then Krishna realizes what has happened. And when Krishna realizes what confusion has happened, Krishna starts laughing loudly. When Krishna laughs loudly, Balaramji realizes that now Krishna is cheerful, Krishna is happy, and Krishna is now back in this consciousness. So then Balaram tells Krishna everything that has happened. Then they sit on Garud and they come back to palace. As soon as they come to the Dwarka palace, Balaramji goes to take bath. Mother Devaki says, I'll go and cook prasad. And then Krishna calls Uddhav and says, Uddhav, I want to know what was the reaction of all the queens and the women and all the residents when this pastime was happening in Navavrindavan. So Uddhav says, I will tell you everything. He tells about Mother Devaki's mood, how she was crying, feeling that Nanda and Yashoda were the best devotees, and how I have no devotion. Rukmini was feeling that she should become the maid servant of the gopis of Vrindavan. Rukmini's mood. And he says how Padmavati. Padmavati got so angry, she looked at all the queens and said, you are all useless women. Do some tapasya and become qualified to get Krishna like the gopis have got. And then Uddhav recalls how Satyabhama got so angry that she didn't talk, she didn't say anything, she just has gone into her palace, her room. So then Krishna says, call that foolish daughter of Satrajit, I want to talk to her. So Sanatana Goswami explains that Satyabhama getting angry is not envy, it is simply to make Krishna's rasa more sweet. So Satyabhama is called, and when Satyabhama comes out, Uddhav realizes that now Krishna is going to give some excellent instructions. So he calls Padmavati, and because he knows if Padmavati is there, she will spoil the whole mood. So he tells Padmavati to go on some important seva. He gives her some important work and drives her out. And then he calls all the residents, they all here. Now Krishna starts selling Satyabhama, and through Satyabhama, Rukmini and everyone, he tells all of us that why he didn't go to Vrindavan. He says, I can't go to Vrindavan. Because if I go, they will want me to stay there for a very, very long time. Because if a person is suffering from a disease for a long time, then he needs a long cure. And even if I stay for a long time, they will be in so much anxiety that I am going to leave any moment. And that their maddened state which they are in right now, that will multiply millions of times more if I go there. And already they are remembering me so intensely that it is as good as me being there physically. Because their intense remembrance is so intense that when they, in the darkness, they think of my complexion and they embrace the darkness thinking that I am there. So I am there. I have not gone out of Vrindavan because I am so much there in their consciousness. But if I go, I will simply add oil to the fire. And I, because of my mercy only one can get this love. And it is by my mercy that they are experiencing this love for me in this separation. But unfortunately, now this love has gone beyond my control. It's my mercy, but now it's beyond me. I can't reciprocate with the residents of Vrindavan. I can't reciprocate with their love. It's beyond me. I'm helpless and I can't go to Vrindavan. If I could go and pacify them, I would leave right now and I would leave all of you. Because when I left Vrindavan, I had resolved not to get married ever. But I got a desperate letter from Rukmini. And then she reminded me of Srimati Radharani. And then just to console my heart, I married her. And you 16,000 queens, you are simply substitute for the gopis. I only love the gopis of Vrindavan. And all the queens, they fall at Krishna's feet and they accept the position of the residents of Vrindavan, and the gopis are the highest. And they cry. Actually, this is the success in devotional service. If we can cry at our fallen condition and at not having devotional qualifications. In the third canto, we find Vidura. Vidura, when he realizes that Krishna has left this world, Atmanam cha kuru sreshtha Krishnena manasekshitam Dhyayangate bhagavate Rurodha prema vivala. When Vidura realizes that Krishna has left, and before leaving, Krishna has asked for me, Atmanam. Krishna remembered me. Atmanam cha kuru sreshta Krishnena manasekshitam. Krishna remembered me. Dhyayan. He starts meditating on this and also meditating on Dhyayan gate bhagavate. Krishna has left this world. Rurodha prema vivala. In great love, Vidura started crying. And Srila Prabhupada writes 2-line purport saying that this crying for Krishna in love is the last word in progressive march of devotional service. And the second line Srila Prabhupada writes is that if one can cry for the Lord in love, then one should know that his devotional service is successful. And this is what all the queens of Dwarka, all the residents are, they are crying for Krishna. And then as Krishna is glorifying Vrindavan, he enters into that mood. Uddhava gets fearful. Uddhava realizes that Krishna may again go into ecstasy. So Krishna immediately indicates to Mother Rohini, and Mother Rohini says, Prasadam is ready. So immediately Krishna's attention is diverted. And then Uddhava says, Narad Muni is here, but he is not coming in because he is afraid that he feels guilty that he has caused all this. So Krishna says, oh Narad Muniji, it is your great kindness upon us that you helped me to remember Vrindavan today. And you have made me so happy today, ask for any benediction. So Narad Muni says, I want to know this pastime, you know, knowing, searching for this devotee who has received your best mercy. I want to know how should I understand this? So Krishna says, each devotee you met is perfect. But within perfection there are gradations. So gopis are the highest. Each devotee is wonderful, best and pure. So actually if you say perfect, perfect means end. But in Krishna consciousness, there is more perfect. More perfect, then there is most perfect. Perfect itself is complete, but there is more perfect, most perfect, then most, most perfect, then there is more than most perfect, then there is supremely most perfect, and then there is ultimate perfection. And this ultimate perfection is the gopis. So that's what Krishna reveals to Narad Muni, and then says, you ask for another benediction. Narad Muni says, give me the benediction that one will never be satisfied by hearing about you. So Krishna says, what is this benediction you are asking? This is the nature of my pastime. That anybody hears about me, they are going to go, they will want to hear more and more. Yanmartya lilo peikam svayoga maya balam darshayata grihitam. What is the next line? Vismapanam sasya cha saubhagarde param padam bhushana bhushanangam. If you hear about Krishna's pastimes, which is all the yoga maya potency of Krishna, yoga maya balam darshayata gritam. If you see Krishna's form like this, in the form of his deity, vismapanam, will be astonished by Krishna's wonderful potency. Vismapanam sasya cha saubhagarde. It will simply add auspiciousness to our lives. And what? Param padam bhushana bhushanangam. Param padam. We will attain the highest abode. We will go back to Godhead. We'll attain Krishna's abode. And bhushana bhushanangam. Krishna is the ornament of the ornaments. He is the best ornament we can ever have. People want to decorate themselves with ornaments. So Sukadeva Goswami is saying, add Krishna as your ornament. Param padam bhushana bhushanangam. So like this, then he says, Narad Muni, ask for another benediction. So Narad Muni says, whoever remembers you, whoever remembers Vrindavan, let them all get an eternal place in your pastimes. So Krishna says, so be it. So this is the pastime in Brihad Bhagavatamrit, which is very, very similar to what we are discussing today's purport. Rohini and Devaki feeling intense emotions for Mother Yashoda, and they are crying, they are choked with tears. So like this, we can see that Krishna's devotees, they always have churning of emotions in their heart for Krishna. For some devotees, it is a feeling of separation from Krishna, that Krishna is not with us. And for others, like us, it is because of lamentation that we are separated from Krishna. We have no love for Krishna. So like this, we aspire to come closer to Krishna by remembering his pastimes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premananda.